With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A Montana judge has chastised state environmental regulators over a mine exploration project near Yellowstone National Park, Corin Cates Carney reports.
The ruling out of Park County Wednesday says the Montana Department of Environmental Quality gave Lucky Minerals the go-ahead last year to explore for gold in the Paradise Valley north of Yellowstone without looking closely enough at whether it would impact sensitive wildlife habitat and water conditions. Jenny Harbine is an attorney for Earth Justice, which represented Park County Environmental Council and Greater Yellowstone Coalition in the lawsuit.
Montana has a law that requires the state to fully consider the environmental consequences of the decisions they make. And here, that law was broken.
Judge Brenda Gilbert's order says the DEQ did not properly consider impacts on wolverines and grizzly bears or the potential impacts of water quality, and those are violations of the Montana Environmental Policy Act, the judge said. Christy Pinozzo, the public policy director with DEQ, says the agency has not yet decided if it will appeal the case.
We're currently reviewing the decision. When we've fully reviewed the decision, we will then determine how we're going to proceed.
Before the court's ruling, the DEQ said that the agency had determined that the mining project did not pose significant impacts to wildlife, soils, vegetation, or water quality. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A lawyer for the environmental group say that while the judge's ruling calls out the state's flawed analysis, the court is not able to void the company's exploration permit.
With Montana News, I'm Claire Menahan. The Montana Board of Regents is asking the state for an additional $14.5 million in its next two-year budget so increased costs aren't completely passed on to students. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports the region's proposed budgets of $524 and $528 million for the Montana University system during the two school years ending in 2021. Deputy Commissioner of Higher Education Tyler Trevor says the request would mean the state would cover 41% of inflationary costs, including pay raises and faculty retirement, as well as utility increases. The rest would be included in tuition increases. In the previous two-year budget, increased tuition covered all the inflationary increases. The region's meeting in Havre also voted yesterday to approve Montana State's planned $32 million renovation of Romney Hall into a classroom building to accommodate a growing number of students. Glacier National Park opened another section of Going to the Sun Road to car traffic today. Vehicles can now drive to Avalanche Creek from West Glacier. Bikers and hikers can continue up the road beyond that point. Laura Alley is a spokesperson for Glacier.
This is a beautiful afternoon to head up the road with your own 2 feet or your bicycle.
Alley says road crews are making slow but steady progress opening roads and campgrounds following a season of record snowfall. Park visitors should expect delays in the West Glacier and Apgar area as construction crews finish the final phase of the Going to the Sun Road rehabilitation project mid-summer. The full opening of Going to the Sun Road from West Glacier to St. Mary is weather-dependent, and Alley says there's no timetable for its opening yet. A central Montana rancher shot a wolf-like animal after it was spotted in a pasture with livestock, but a closer look prompted state wildlife officials to take DNA samples to determine what type of animal it was. Wildlife officials say the animal's front claws and canine teeth are too short and its ears are too tall in proportion to the skull for it to be a purebred wolf. Several big coal mines in Montana and Wyoming are projected to close within the next two decades, Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie reports.
Westmoreland Coal Company is on the brink of bankruptcy, and in a recent filing with the federal government, they listed the estimated closure dates for several mines they own in the nation's largest coal-producing region, the Powder River Basin. Those mines include one on the Crow Reservation in Montana that could shutter in 4 years, and the massive Rosebud Mine near Colstrip. That one could shut down by 2029. Westmoreland's mines in Montana employ more than 500 people and generate tens of millions of dollars in state and federal tax revenues. The company publishes life expectancies for the mines they own every year. A spokesperson for Westmoreland declined an interview. I'm Nate Hedgie, Yellowstone Public Radio.
Yellowstone County officials are preparing for potential flooding on the Yellowstone River as heavy rains are expected to move into south-central Montana late Saturday and Sunday into Monday. The Yellowstone River could reach major flood stage early next week with a crest of 16.5 feet. If the Rains Arrive. Brad Schumacher is the head of Yellowstone County Disaster and Emergency Services.
The county officially declared an emergency yesterday, and we're moving about 50,000 sandbags in right now. Some we'll make available to the public. Some we're going to keep for critical infrastructure protection. We've already worked with the city of Laurel to create a new levee or dike right in front of the Laurel water plant.
Schumacher says Yellowstone County is also working with the city of Billings to pump out the wastewater plant, which could be submerged in floodwaters.
The stormwater runoff, if it gets up to the levels that they're predicting, that'll flow backwards and we'll start flowing water out of manhole covers into, you know, kind of areas of the city that aren't even necessarily close to the river.
The National Weather Service says up to 2 inches of rain could fall in the Billings area and the Beartooth Mountain Range over a 48-hour period this weekend. Add that to the recent snowmelt, and that may cause the Yellowstone River to reach its highest water levels since record-keeping started decades ago. I'm Claire Minahan, Montana Public Radio.